You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, episode N, with my colleague and co-pilot, David Livingston, Dr. Space himself of The Space Show. We're headed to Mars is the intention. However, this is about decisions made at NASA, especially the Jet Propulsion Lab, JPL, which is planetary geology, planetary search, planetary science, the really good stuff that NASA does superbly, better than anyone else. It's a project called Mars Sample Return. It is the rest of the story of Perseverance's hard work to find samples on the surface of Mars as it goes about. Remember, we have two rovers working on Mars now, Curiosity number one, Perseverance number two, to deposit those samples in places to be picked up later. This is the picked up later part. David and I welcome our friend and colleague, Doug Messier of ParabolicArc.com, editor and writer. Doug, there's been an independent review board of the Mars sample return mission giving its report this month, just now. And the report is mixed, but how do you read this report? It's neither discouraging or encouraging. Good evening to you, Doug.
Good evening to you. The independent review board was headed by Orlando Figueroa, who is the former director at NASA of the Mars program. And it was pretty blunt in saying that there's a near zero possibility of this mission launching in the 2027-2028 window to get to Mars. And it said that the budget is completely out of whack. The original budget estimate was $3.8 billion to $4.4 billion. It's now that has now risen, I think, internally to $8 to $9 billion. Independent review board said that could go as high as $11 billion, and they made some recommendations for how to lower the cost. And they also recommended that the possibility of the likelihood of moving it to the 2030 window for launch. Now, these windows come up every 26 months or so when there's a Mars gets closer to Earth in its orbit. So they can only launch every 2 years. And if they shift it 2 years, that it tends to add cost to things because you're stretching out the program. So it was a pretty blunt report, and NASA's now kind of reviewing it and trying to figure out what to do in terms of getting that sample back from Mars.
David, you have a question for Doug.
Did they list ways that JPL should consider lowering the cost?
I mean, the way the mission goes is they're going to send a lander there with the helicopter, and the helicopter will pick up samples that have been collected and dropped on the Martian surface by Mars Perseverance, return them to the lander, and then put them in a rocket that will rendezvous with the ESA orbiter designed and built by the European Space Agency that'll send them back to Earth. Now, they've recommended the possibility of having two landers that use the sky crane system that landed Perseverance. That's proven technology. The technology is, you know, it limits the need to develop new technologies to land the lander there. And they also said that $1 billion would be needed per year, starting, I think, next year, to be able to fund this adequately. And there's questions about that. So there's a number of different scenarios to redesign the mission to make it cheaper.
JPL is unhappy, Doug, as you know. Other projects are told now that they will be delayed and cut back severely. Other worthy planetary projects. I'm looking at Veritas. I'm looking at sharp words by other principal investigators and other teams that are being delayed to their windows. Veritas is about Venus. And there's some confrontational words, too. This from Darby Dyer, Mount Holyoke College deputy principal investigator for Veritas, the mission to Venus that will be delayed. Professor Dyer says, we're losing people like crazy on my team. And do I actually believe we'll find signs of life in the return samples? No. Doug, this is about whether JPL is in the business of planetary exploration or looking for little green men. Have you seen sharp words like this before in JPL? Is this new or is this old-fashioned fighting between faculties, Doug?
It's nothing really new. I mean, the centers tend to compete with each other for missions, and JPL, I mean, this is a major initiative of JPL, so they're gonna fight to save it. And Veritas is NASA made a big splash not too long ago, talking about several missions that was sending to Venus, which has not been as heavily explored as Mars. So this is, there's nothing unusual. People are going to fight for their programs. And I think the comparison I would make on this is with the James Webb Space Telescope, which was originally estimated to cost $1.5 billion, $1.5 billion, and costing $10 billion. It went years behind schedule. And during that period, it really ate a lot of other programs NASA could be doing. So NASA tends to get into these big, huge programs that end up costing more than they thought, and then not being able to do other things. And Mars has really been a major focus of NASA for a long time, for decades, and other planets have not gotten the same attention.
David, you have a question for Doug.
Doug, I didn't see any discussion of NASA possibly taking the route of trying to increase their budget rather than cutting on budget. Their budget is such a small percentage of the U.S. budget as a whole. What is your assessment of their getting a budget increase to stop the delays and to cover the cost of a Mars sample return?
Well, we're about 2 days from a government shutdown, and the issue seems to be an attempt to cut the budget, the U.S. budget discretionary funding across the board. So I don't think there's much of a prospect for a major increase in NASA's budget in the near term. So probably to keep the project going, it'll probably be internal shifts from one program to another. I mean, that could always change in the next few years, but we'll see. I don't think there's much prospect for a major increase. I think Congress wants to decrease it this year for this coming fiscal year.
Let's have a happy ending, Doug. 30 seconds. Starship answers all of this, yes? Get Starship launched, get it to Mars, and we can have all the Martian soil we want, yes?
Potentially, yeah. Potentially. I mean, the near-term focus on Starship is to get it to orbit and to develop a vehicle for NASA to land astronauts on the moon. But some people are saying that it'd be better for Starship to, you know, to focus on a Starship-based mission. But we'll see.
Doug Messier is the editor and writer for ParabolicArc.com, covering all of these matters. David Livingston of Dr. Space of The Space Show. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase